Happy Friday, Squamish. Local meteorologist Jason Ross tells the Squamish chief that an upper low off the BC coast will bring convective bands of precipitation into southern BC before weakening on Saturday. Showers can be expected at times, with freezing levels remaining between 1,200 and 1,800 meters on Friday and Saturday. A weak ridge of high pressure will provide a brief break on Sunday, with the freezing level rising to 2,000 meters. Another low-pressure system approaches the coast on Monday, bringing cooler temperatures and the chance of showers. Today, March 28, we will see a high of 10°C and an overnight low of 5°C, according to Environment Canada. Freezing levels. Friday, 1,200 meters, rising to near 1,800 meters. Saturday, 1,000 meters, rising to 1,800 meters. Sunday, 800 meters, rising to 2,000 meters. Precipitation. Storm totals of 10 to 20 centimeters by Saturday evening. Friday, 5 to 10 centimeters. Saturday, 5 to 10 centimeters. Sunday, nil. Sunrise this morning was at 6:58 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:38 p.m. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Lytton, which saw a high of 18.4°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 13.8°C. The coldest spot in BC on March 27 was Fort Nelson, which dipped to minus 8.8°C. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The moon's illumination is currently 0.91%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.5°C. March average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.5°C. The minimum temperature is 5.8°C. And the maximum is 10.3°C. Backcountry avalanche forecast. Today, according to avalog.co, the alpine avalanche rating for our region is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Reactive storm slabs are expected at treeline and above. Stick to conservative terrain and watch for signs of instability. But what does considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely, reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from avalog.co. Watch for fresh storm slabs building throughout the day. Be aware of the potential for large avalanches due to buried weak layers. Use conservative route selection and resist venturing into complex terrain. Highway issues to note. Runner alert. On Highway 99, in both directions, the Vancouver Sun Run will impact traffic, including a lane closure, between West Pender Street and Lions Gate Bridge for 3.3 kilometers, West Vancouver to Vancouver, from Sunday, April 27 at 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Expect delays due to congestion. Go to VancouverSunRun.com for additional information. On Highway 99, in both directions, watch for road sweeping between Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction and Alpha Lake Road for 94.3 kilometers, West Vancouver to Whistler, until today, March 28 at 5:30 p.m. The work is planned from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. Watch for slow-moving vehicle operations. On Highway 99, northbound, tree pruning, danger tree work, is planned between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road for 0.5 kilometers, 8 to 9 kilometers south of Whistler. Starting today, March 28 at 7:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The right lane will be blocked. Expect stoppages of up to 10 minutes. On Highway 99, in both directions, utility work is planned between Lorimer Road and Blackcomb Way for 1.3 kilometers, Whistler, starting Monday, April 7th until Friday, April 11th. The work is scheduled to last from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. On Highway 99, in both directions, construction work is scheduled between Park Street and Portage Road for 0.5 kilometers, Pemberton, until Saturday, August 30th. Work will be underway from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. The right turn lane off HWY 99 and the left turn lane onto HWY 99 from existing access road are affected. There's construction access and heavy truck access. On Highway 99, there is utility work between Davis Road and East Lillooet Road for 0.6 kilometers, Lillooet, until Monday, April 7th. The work runs from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in place. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, westbound, watch for utility work between Cayouche Park Road and Ainsworth Road 1 kilometer south of Lillooet until Monday, April 14th. The work is set to be underway from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, tree pruning will be underway between Industrial Place and Fountain Valley Road for 14.1 kilometers, Lillooet, until Friday, March 28. Work lasts from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in place. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. Finally, on Highway 99, expect to encounter utility work between Smith Road and Marble Canyon Provincial PK for 5.6 kilometers, 37 to 43 kilometers north of Lillooet, until Monday, March 31. Work is underway from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in place. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. See more at Drive BC. Respect the toads. The district installed barriers and signs at the Mascheider Skate Bowl to protect the toads that use the area as a corridor. Protecting their movement pathways ensures not only their survival but also supports ecosystem biodiversity and function. This barrier will help safeguard species at risk, including western toads and red-legged frogs, ensuring they can fulfill their vital ecological roles, reads a post from the district. We kindly ask the public to ensure the barrier remains closed when the bowl is not in use to maintain its effectiveness in protecting these species. Your cooperation helps support the conservation of local wildlife. Spit Road closure. The Squamish Training Berm will be temporarily closed now until May 31, the Squamish River Watershed Society says. The Central Estuary Restoration Project continues as we install a fourth large fish-friendly box culvert, a social media post from the Society notes. This feature will replace the current undersized culvert, which will improve fish access and allow freshwater to transfer into the Central Estuary Channel from the Squamish River. According to a district post, access will be closed to car traffic at the Fisherman's Entrance, Yellow Gate, with bike and pedestrian access to remain open. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 178.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Drive. The least expensive gas in Whistler is 179.9 per liter at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, gas is 179.9 per liter at most stations. Some of the cheapest gas in BC, at 150.9 per liter, can be found in Green Mountain, located out in the Nanaimo Lakes area on Vancouver Island, at the Gen 7 fuel station located at 101 Green Mountain Road. Still need those winter tires on? Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. The tires must stay on a few more days, through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper.